Robin Cook joins us by phone tonight. He is the New York Times bestseller of multiple medical thrillers, including Coma, and the recipient of a number of awards, including the 2014 Literary Legend Award from the Florida Heritage Book Festival. Tonight, we'll talk about his latest book, Pandemic, with the character of Dr. Jack Stapleton once again front and center. I, of course, want to start by welcoming you to Around Cincinnati and go straight to this, once again, complicated thriller that you've created for us. So Dr. Jack Stapleton and his wife, Dr. Lori Montgomery, are once again at the center of Pandemic. And they have some interesting challenges going on in both their personal and their professional lives. And I thought it might be interesting to start with their personal lives because they're both, of course, have very high-powered jobs. And they have children, and there's a mother-in-law. So do you want to set the scene for us?
Jack and Lori have been in perhaps a dozen of my books, and so they actually have pasts and et cetera. And all my readers really enjoy these characters, which is what's encouraged me to continue them. For instance, one issue that has really bothered me over the years is the tendency for too many people to think that there's something amiss with vaccinations. So even though this book is about CRISPR-Cas9, the gene editing technique, I also wanted to add some other things, and particularly about this issue about the fact that vaccinations are so important. And vaccinations over the years have saved more lives, I think, than antibiotics. And it's a lot better to prevent an illness than try to cure it after the person is suffering from it. And there are still people who have this mistaken idea that vaccinations are associated with autism. Autism that's going up in the Western world and maybe even the Eastern world, I'm not so sure. And so here is an opportunity with my characters, who people relate to bring up this issue and to, again, try to appropriately debunk the idea that there is an association between vaccinations and autism. There's been already several episodes of major outbreaks of childhood diseases that can be very severe, and kids actually even die from some of these childhood diseases that the medical profession felt very confident that we had essentially conquered, but now are coming back to haunt us because these people are associating vaccinations with autism. So in Pandemic, I use Jack and Lori's sort of home circumstance as an opportunity to deal with this issue.
I think it's very interesting that your characters are so human, even though it's a potentially horrendous situation that he's dealing with at work. Jack is honest enough to know that he's kind of escaping there to avoid, if you will, the situation with his daughter, whom they suspect of being autistic. So let's go to his work life. And actually, the point at which the novel starts with is on the New York subway. What happens there?
Well, let me preface that by saying that this is the 100-year anniversary of the great influenza pandemic of 1918. It's 2018, so it's 100 years ago. And one of the stories that I remember hearing is that that influenza epidemic was so bad that there had been episodes of people getting on a subway in Brooklyn and being asymptomatic and being dead by the time that they got to Manhattan, which is an hour plus ride on the subway. So there's an anniversary of that terrible thing. I thought, well, this would be a good way to start this book, because in this book, a pandemic does begin, and a pandemic means an outbreak of an illness in multiple areas and continents. Luckily, it's not a respiratory spread pandemic like influenza, meaning it's spread by body fluids instead of by aerosol, which you breathe in. But anyway, I decided that I'd start this novel out with the death of the first index case on the subway going from Brooklyn to Manhattan.
And you've alluded to this already, but CRISPR, which is very much in the news these days, plays a part in this also. Can you tell us a little bit more about what CRISPR refers to?
Yes, CRISPR, a lot of people have heard the term, et cetera, and don't really know what it is. And it's a gene editing technique. It it's a method of being able to alter genes in a living cell without killing the cell. And you can replace a gene, you can add a gene, you can turn it on, you can turn it off, you can modulate genes. It is a fantastic tool that I think 10 to 20 years ago I wrote a book, Mutation, and I anticipated CRISPR in the sense of altering genes in living cells. And here it is. Now it's a reality, and it's a huge milestone. I think it's going to be as important as any other milestone, in any of the great milestones in medicine. For instance, I think developing vaccines was a huge milestone. Also, antibiotics was a huge milestone. I think CRISPR-Cas9 is going to be as important as both of those, and maybe even more important. And so why I started writing my medical thrillers was to get people to understand medical issues. Here's a perfect example of getting millions of people to read a fun book, which they don't think about it necessarily because it's as much fun as reading a horror book or a fantasy book or a crime book or whatever. And yet at the end, they'll have information about this new CRISPR-Cas9 tool that can alter genes in living cells. And I have to say that this book is about using pigs as a source of organs for transplant for humans. And that is actually happening today. There are two that I know of, two, there's probably more, but I know of actual two farms, like I described in pandemic, that are actually functioning today with pigs that have been altered, as I talk about in pandemic. This is not science fiction. This is actually happening today.
Once again, you have kept us in suspense and informed us, and I thank you so much for visiting with us tonight.
My pleasure.
I've been talking with Robin Cook about his latest novel titled Pandemic. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.